There was another demonstration in Baghdad today. Members of the Iraqi parliament led a crowd of several thousand people expressing support for Saddam Hussein and condemning U.S. threats. As Iraq gears up for a possible U.S. attack, ordinary Iraqis say there is little they can do to prepare. Some admit they're worried. Others say an American strike would be nothing new. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The Iraqi government has declared itself ready and able to resist a large-scale U.S. aggression. Iraqi state television has been airing footage of military parades, while leader Saddam Hussein has been shown meeting with high-ranking army officials. Mohammed Mehdi Saleh, Iraq's Minister of Trade and a member of the ruling Ba'ath Party, warned recently that Iraq would become America's next Vietnam.
We wish that strike will not take place. But if it does take place, the United States will lose. They will be defeated.
Ordinary Iraqis are also putting on a brave face. As she shopped for her family on Karada Street, Inam Muhammad Ali said she's concerned about a U.S. attack, but not afraid. We've gotten used to bombings and strikes, she says. It's almost become something normal. In recent years, U.S. and British jets patrolling no-fly zones in the northern and southern parts of the country have stepped up attacks on military installations in response to Iraqi anti-aircraft fire. Iraqi officials say civilian targets have also been hit. For many Iraqis, war and hardship have simply become a way of life. Still, a few will admit that this latest U.S. threat has them very worried. Businessman Faris Hadi says he's so anxious about a U.S. strike that he's been feeling ill lately. He says many here believe that U.S. leaks about an attack in November or January are just a ploy to catch the Iraqis by surprise.
Some people say, okay, maybe this is a camouflage, and they probably will do it maybe in a week time. We don't know. So everyone is expecting the attack anytime.
Hadi says he's reluctant to go on an upcoming business trip because he doesn't want to leave his family behind. He adds that if a strike takes place, he prefers to die with them. Yusuf Saeed, who owns a small grocery store on El Rashid Street in downtown Baghdad, says he and his family have painful memories of the 1991 bombing of the city. I can't bear the idea of returning to a shelter every night, he says, and hearing the panicked screams of children as planes bomb our neighborhood. Foreign aid workers here say many thousands of Iraqi civilians died in the 1991 Gulf War, and because of UN-imposed sanctions, they note, the country's civilian infrastructure has not been fully rehabilitated. Ramzi Kassia of the U.S.-based anti-sanctions group Voices in the Wilderness says the country is ill-prepared to withstand another war.
Right now, Iraq is suffering from one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. And bombing what little has been done to try and deal with this crisis, how could it possibly do anything other than push these people off the edge of an abyss?
Margaret Hassan heads the Iraq office of the international relief organization CARE. She notes that because of the severe economic impact of the 12-year-old embargo, the vast majority of Iraqis are dependent on food rations distributed every month by the government. Hassan worries that if rations are disrupted by a war, many Iraqis may face severe hunger.
What are people going to eat, for a start? They have no cash resources. They have no other resources in terms of what they had before. They would have had sacks of flour, sacks of rice, and things like that. Who's got all of that now? Nobody's got that.
Hassan says she's dismayed by the U.S.'s seeming indifference to the humanitarian impact of an attack, one which many expect to be even harsher than the 1991 strikes. Some Iraqis say all they can do is pray for survival, but others here say they're still hoping that reason will prevail and a diplomatic solution to the crisis will be found. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.